Yes, I'd never thought of that possibility. That's very interesting.
Or I guess with the O.J. trial fast behind us, you know, oh, that person actually read a book where they used the N-word. So, you know, just all sorts of possibilities of
like
twisting.
Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah, like Huckleberry Finn, yes, that subversive piece of literature. It definitely would sound to me like, you know, if you're opposed to this, you should be getting into action. Well, what would be your recommendations for the average citizen to do to express their opposition?
What I hope to do is get back to you at a later date, perhaps in a month, and tell the listeners exactly who they can get in touch with. And they'll probably be able to find information through Wired as well, but with somewhat more delay.
Right. Would a letter to a congressman or senator be effective at this point?
At this point, it might not do any harm to write to Senators Hatch and Leahy, who are the sponsors in the Senate of this bill, saying that you oppose it.
So I guess also what sources of information? I guess we mentioned the CACM article. What other sources are available for finding out about this?
The white paper itself is online. Unfortunately, I don't have with me the descriptor of where to get it, but that is in the Wired article. However, when you see it, be sure to compare it carefully with Samuelson's analysis, because the white paper itself misrepresents the current state of the law. And if you read it, and if you are not trained in the law, you might not recognize where it is proposing to take away an existing freedom simply by asserting that you never had it. I didn't recognize these things. I had to read Samuelson's first article to know about them.
Well, thank you very much for joining us here in studio today, Richard, and please keep us posted on this issue. I think you've convinced me here today that it's an important issue, and it's certainly one that we should be keeping on top of.
I'll certainly do that.
Okay, great. You've been listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. Thanks for listening.
I know.